Ladies and cool kids, Andy here, day 226 of the Inner Winner Show. We're going to do a bit of a different episode today. I know I say that a lot, but this is going to be a bit of a weird one. So if you're listening to this as a podcast, you may benefit or you may want to go and watch this as a YouTube video on my YouTube channel because I'm going to have some stuff up on the screen. Now, I will do my best to explain it so you don't have to watch it as a YouTube video. I am going to tell you what's going on. But basically what we're doing here is there's a YouTube, an Instagram account that I recently found, and it's up on the screen now. You guys on YouTube, I've got it up on there now. And basically these dudes give like pickup artist advice or getting laid advice. It's very like generic. It's kind of that feel good Z. Like you can see it on the screen now. It's very much like that Instagram motivation. It's just a bunch of like motivational quotes and stuff, right? Like the vast majority of it is like quotes that don't really mean anything. Like it's just a one sentence, like meaningless. They're on the screen right now. You guys will see exactly what I mean. Things like, don't be needy, fulfill her dreams, be a guy everyone likes, develop a sense of humor, seduce her body and mind. Women have their needs. It's like that kind of, you know what we, it's like that cookie cutter kind of Instagram motivation that doesn't really necessarily mean anything. It's very shallow. It's very surface deep. Now, I don't want to dunk on these guys, right? The whole point of this episode is not to shit on these guys. In fact, we're going to do the polar opposite. So what I have done is you guys can see on the screen right now, you can see all the tabs I have open at the top. I've opened like 50 of these different, like I've clicked on 50. I've gone through and found 50 interesting ones that they have that I think I have something interesting to say. Some of these, I actually agree with what they have to say. And some of them I think is like goofy, and I'm going to give you my spin on each one. This is going to be a multiple episode series. I could probably do 10 of these. You saw how many tabs I've got open. There's like, for those of you listening, there's like 100 tabs that I have open. I've opened like 100 of these different messages. And what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of go through each one and give my spin on what they're saying. I'm going to say like, yes, I agree with this. No, I think this is goofy, or here's what I would have to say instead. And a surprising amount of these are actually really good advice. Now, the problem is they've just said something generic, you know, show her how great life can be. That doesn't mean anything. What actionable step do I take from that? So what I'm going to do is give you the actionable steps. We're going to talk through how you can actually put it into practice. We'll have a bit of fun along the way. Again, this is not meant to be like a super serious episode. And I want to make it really clear. I'm going to say it again. Like my goal isn't to like dunk on these guys or, you know, say, oh, look at these losers with their, like, the point is they're giving like getting laid advice. And I think that's always going to be beneficial. Yeah. I think it's shallow deep or surface level deep. We're going to go a little deeper, but the point is they're trying to improve men's lives. And I got to respect that. Even if I think that they're going a little too shallow and it's kind of cookie cutter, generic Instagram advice. So we'll start with the very first one, and I really wanted to go deep on this one. This is a man loves, but he never falls in love. So for those of you listening, each Instagram post that I'm going to read out is like a big picture. You know, there's just like giant text on the screen. It's like you've all seen those like Instagram motivational messages. So a man loves, but never falls in love. I think these guys have a really weird version of what being in love is. I get the sentiment of where they're coming from. In the description, they basically say, falling in love is a state of mind and putting another person above you. This is not healthy for you, nor the girls you are with. I don't know why they think that's what being in love is, but I get the general sentiment. I think they've done a clumsy job of explaining what they're trying to say here. So I'll kind of help these guys out. I think some of these guys, English is not their main language. They are in like Spain. So I don't know. That said, like most Spanish people have pretty decent English, but we'll give them some leeway here. I think what they're trying to get at is you don't want to completely fall in love to the detriment of everything else, especially if you're one of these guys who's just come to getting laid. You've just found my website. Maybe you haven't gotten laid a lot. If you're like in the beginner stages, definitely do your best to not get too attached to a woman too early on. And that doesn't mean like love is bad. That doesn't mean don't get affection. I'm not telling you to be closed off or any of that. I'm saying realize that early on you may be a little needy. You may meet a girl who's like pretty decent, and because you haven't had a lot of experience, you're like, oh my God, she's a goddess. I'm deeply in love with her. You go like way too deep, way too quickly. We've all kind of been there. I was there for my first two relationships. So this is more a tale of caution rather than what these guys are kind of saying, which is like, don't fall in love. You can fall in love if you want to, but if you're a newbie, just be really careful, because like, I've lost count of the number of newbies that are on the forums and different forums, and you know, they're madly in love with the girl, and everyone says like, dude, like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, there was one guy, there's a couple of guys that I can think of that were in love with girls who were literally abusive, as in emotionally manipulative. One girl was violent. One of them had bipolar disorder, and everyone's saying like, dude, this is such a horrible situation. Like, this girl's threatening to kill herself, and if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. Like, I think everyone would agree that is not a healthy relationship. But because this guy was inexperienced and because he was in love, he was like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I'm in love. Like, leave me alone. Go away. So that's a very extreme example. But that's why again, it's not like don't fall in love. It's just like, if you're a complete newbie and you've had sex with one or two women, be careful. Try and be as rational as you can. If you catch feelings, that's normal. That's part of the human experience. That's part of all of this. I'm not telling you to be closed off. And I think these guys went a little too far. And they're saying here, like, be closed off. You know, you have to be strong as a man. You have to have power over yourself. I get the sentiments of what they're saying, and I agree with the sentiments. Like, don't let yourself go. Don't stop being yourself. Don't stop working on your self-improvement. And if you're a newbie, I would say be as careful as you can not to fall in love too quickly, right? It's probably better if you get a bit of experience under your belt, meet a few women. You know, I always say that dating, when you're inexperienced, dating is like job interviews. Like, you're interviewing a bunch of girls to try and find one who's good for the position. If you want a girlfriend, it's like you need to interview quite a few girls before you find one who's right for the position. Don't give the position to the first girl who rocks up to the job interview, right? Try not to fall in love. Don't get too deep with the first girl that you meet who's decent, right? Because there will be plenty who are 10 times better than her. Nothing against her, but you don't have any sort of experience or metric as to what a good woman is early on. So I kind of agree with this one. I get the point that they're making. I think they've expressed it clumsily, but whatever. I kind of like this one. And the next one straight after it. So this one says, game is played outside of the comfort zone. And then the very next one is, step outside of your comfort zone. Yeah, a big part of what we do here, I don't think I need to say too much on this. If you want any sort of goal, if you want any sort of self-improvement, if you want to build an epic life or a life that you'll be proud of, you do have to be outside of your comfort zone. So the comfort zone is like very much, let's sit on the couch and just watch Netflix and eat Doritos and, you know, get fat and have a girlfriend who treats us semi-decently, but we're not that attracted to her. That's kind of the comfort zone. Like, your body will want to stay in the comfort zone, or your mind will want to stay in the comfort zone because it's comfortable. It's easy. What we're doing is playing life on hard mode. And any self-improvement, not even getting laid, just like, if you want to go to the gym and build an elite body, that's like out of the comfort zone. That's hard. That, like, that's why most people are obese. The vast majority of people, I think in America, it's like 60 something percent of people are overweight or whatever. It's the same statistic in Australia. Most people are fat because it's easy, because you're in the comfort zone. So if you want any kind of, if you want any kind of success, or you want to achieve any kind of goal, it's pretty much inevitable. It is literally inevitable that you have to step outside your comfort zone. You can't live in the comfort zone. Now, I will say, you don't have to. I've talked in the past about like taking massive action, doing that kind of stuff. Understand that at the start, you may be a little nervous to step outside the comfort zone. So even if you take little tiny baby steps, you know, you do a little bit each day, maybe you like start with the Approach Anxiety Program if you want to talk to girls, if you want to get laid on Tinder or something, or get a girlfriend on Tinder, maybe you just go out and take some photos the first day, or maybe you just sign up for Tinder and that's all you can do on the first day, right? Maybe you sign up for my forums and you post on there and you introduce yourself. Like, you can take little tiny baby steps out of the comfort zone. Nobody's saying, like, if you've never talked to a woman ever, like hit on a woman ever, no one is saying that you have to go outside and talk to 20 girls today. It's like, that's too far out of your comfort zone. I mean, more power to you if you can do it. And I would push you to do it if you think you can do it. But that massive action is always incredibly helpful, but so is taking little baby steps. It's of equal value, right? If you take 20 baby steps 20 days in a row, that's as good as doing one giant massive leap on the first day, right? You've accomplished the same thing. If anything, going slow and steady, taking those little baby steps builds a habit that's easier to keep up long term. Too many guys, I know I talk about taking massive action a lot, and that is incredibly valuable. So is building a habit. So we'll jump on to the next one. The next one makes no sense to me. Women love attention. Give it to them. I mean, the problem is, like, a lot of these, they don't write anything. Like, the description literally just says, like, if you agree with this, planet bad boy. Hashtag planet bad boy. Like, you got to explain what you mean, you guys. Like, women love attention. Give it to them. You can't just write that and then not extrapolate on that. Or not expound upon that. Expand upon that. Expound. Expand. Whatever. Women love attention. Give it to them. You got to be careful with this one. Like, it, a lot of women are obviously on Tinder to get attention. You guys know that. Everyone kind of knows that, right? That's pretty much, I'm stating the obvious. A lot of women are on Instagram for attention. Like, duh. A lot of women do a lot of things for attention, of course. It's like a good currency for women. It makes them feel valuable. Guys would want attention as well. We just don't get it as often. So we can't go on Instagram or Tinder and just get a bunch of attention. We're going to get rejected. It's going to hurt. So people like attention would be a better way of phrasing it. Yes, women like attention more because they get it more often. It's like self-reinforcing. They get rewarded for seeking attention. I don't know what they mean by give it to them. I would be cautious of that. If you're giving her nothing but attention, yes, to some extent, you do obviously want to pay her attention. You have to literally say, like, you're attractive. Can I talk to you? Can you please give me your number? Hey, can you please sit on my face? Hey, can you please suck my dick? Maybe don't say please that many times, but that's very polite. That would be a very polite way of picking up a woman. But you got to be cautious. Like, you don't want to go too far in the other too far in the wrong direction and just give her nothing but attention without you giving anything back. That's like a one-sided relationship. I'm never going to say that's healthy. It's also not really going to get you laid. So giving women too much attention, at some point, you're just showing her that all I really, I'm happy to just keep giving you attention. I'm going to keep rewarding you when you want attention, and I'm not going to ask for, or I'm not going to want anything. I'm not even going to tell you what I want. So you can go too far in the wrong direction with this one. At the same time, you don't have to be like a complete cold asshole who doesn't give her any attention whatsoever and ignores all her texts. And, you know, she's literally hitting you up and she's like, hey, like, what are you up to? Do you want to come hang out? Do you want to have like fucking sexual intercourse? And you're just like, I'm not going to reply to that because that would be attention. Like, obviously you need to give her some level of attention. Because if you make her feel completely fucking neglected, most women will piss off after a while. Why would she hang around if you literally ignore her and barely talk to her and she's just like a cum dump for you? You fuck her, you come in her, and then you're like, bye. Like, yeah, there is a base level of attention. Most of this stuff is like a middle ground. You know, there's a healthy middle ground between giving too much attention, like being a complete nice guy or being in the friend zone, and then giving her no attention, like being a cold alpha male. Like, both of those extremes, they come with their own problems. You guys will figure out your own middle ground eventually. So we'll move on to the next one. Confident man will always be attractive. Yes. So I don't actually talk much about confidence anywhere on my website. And that is intentional. That is very fucking intentional. I know that a lot of gurus and pickup artists and dating coaches and that kind of stuff will talk about, you got to be confident. A lot of like mainstream dating advice is like, be confident. Women love a man who's confident. Cool. Yes, that is true. That is correct. A very big part of the reason why I sleep with a lot of women now is because I am confident as fuck, because I've done it 150 times or whatever it is. But was I confident at the start? Fuck no, you guys. Fuck no. I was not confident at the start, but I still slept with women, didn't I? Ooh, contradiction there. How does that work? But I thought you had to be confident to sleep with women. It helps. It is one trait that helps. Just like a million other traits out there. Looking good, losing weight, being as lean as you can, being big and muscular, being tall, dressing well, having a tan, not being a bald motherfucker like me, having fucking rich clothes, having good accessories like rings and watches and shit like that, having a cool lifestyle, having interesting hobbies, being funny. My sense of humor obviously helps. There are a million different variables that help, and confidence is just one of them. Too many dating coaches and dating advisors and stuff like that, they focus and obsess with this confidence thing. And the reason that I don't talk about it on my website is because if I just tell you, be confident, What do you do with that? How the fuck do you step outside the house and just be confident? Try it. Try it tomorrow. Hey, guys, like every single one of you that's like a newbie that has never talked to a girl, or maybe you've talked to a few girls, maybe you've had one or two lays, or maybe you're a virgin. Hey, just go be confident. Go do that right now, tomorrow. Just be confident. How do you do that when you have no evidence that you can be confident? How do you do that when you have no right to be confident? Confidence is something you earn. You earn confidence with experience, with successes, with failures, by just getting out there and doing it, by failing a ton and realizing nothing bad really happens if I fuck up. So that gives you confidence. And by also achieving, sleeping with some women, working on your weight, losing weight, dressing better, gaining muscle, all that kind of stuff, that gives you confidence as well. Whoa, shit, my self-esteem is going up. I like myself more. That builds confidence. Making friends makes you more confident. Socializing with people makes you more confident. There's a million actionable steps you can take to become a more confident person. Being confident in itself is not the fucking goal. It's almost a side effect of, it is a side effect of self-improvement. It kind of comes like accidentally, so to speak, by you working on yourself, making yourself into a better man or a woman, becoming better, becoming more experienced, putting yourself out there. What I actually tell you guys is the exact opposite of this be confident shit. I tell you guys, it's okay to suck. Give yourself permission to suck. That was the first article I wrote on my website. It is my most important concept, or one of my most, maybe my most important concept, and certainly the most helpful advice I can ever give you. You will suck at the start. You will not be confident. You can fake it. That is not confidence. You may look confident. Sure, do that. I tried to do that a little bit. Fake it till you make it. That definitely helps, but you won't be confident. You cannot be confident. You have no experience. How the fuck can you be confident at something you haven't done? That literally blows my mind that that's the general mainstream advice. Just be confident. What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, sorry about that. I think I just cut out mid-sentence because my camera just turned itself off because I ran out of room on my SD card. So I need to make sure that doesn't happen. But I don't know where exactly I was up to. But basically, mainstream advice of just be confident is ridiculous. It is the stupidest thing ever. It's like saying, step onto a basketball court when you've never even fucking played in your life and just be confident. How? You don't know how to dribble the ball. You don't know how to shoot. You don't know how to guard. You don't know how to do anything, right? You probably don't even know how to fucking run properly. There's an art to that. There's a skill in that. How can you be confident at something you've never done? You're not going to be confident with women if you've never been with women. Newsflash, this isn't something you can just pull out of your ass. Again, you can fake it. That helps. Sure, do that. Like I said, I did that, but you won't be confident until you've gained some experience. So don't even try and be confident. Okay, sure. Try and be confident if you want to fake it, but don't stress about it. It's far easier to just kind of take a deep breath and say, have some humility and say, okay, I'm probably going to suck at this. Of course I will. I've never talked to women before. I'm going to be fucking disgusting at it. I'm going to probably forget my own name, which I did. One time I forgot my own name. I'm going to fucking stutter, which I did for the first like 30 girls that I talked to. I may feel like throwing up. That was me for the first 30 girls. I was like, oh my God, don't throw up. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. I was like sick to my stomach just talking. I was shaking. You could see my fucking hands like shaking. I don't know if you can see on the video, but I was like shaking. My mouth was like trembling. I was awful at it. And I had to have the humility to say like, yeah, of course I suck at this. I've never done it before. I have a lot of like insecurity around doing this. I have a lot on the line right here. I'm terrified of doing a good job or not doing a bad job. Like, yeah. So you're going to suck. Don't worry about being confident. I think it's the worst thing that you could ever be told as a newbie, as a beginner. Just be confident. That's like the worst thing ever. But generally speaking, what they've put up on the screen here is confident man will always be attractive. Yeah, sure. But that isn't the goal in itself. That's just kind of a nice side effect that happens after a year of doing this or 6 months of doing this. You know, get laid a few times, you'll start being more confident. Women will start being more into you. You'll know what you're doing. You'll be a bit more smooth. Like the shit will go a lot easier. And then you will get laid more and more and more. It's kind of just a nice side effect. That's what we call like being experienced, right? Just like anything. If you go practice basketball for 5 years, you will just be better. You will be more confident. The opposing team will treat you with more respect and be more afraid of you because you're literally better. And in this case, women will be more attracted to you because you're literally better. So don't stress about being confident. That just kind of comes with time. that's not the goal in itself. It really is just a side effect. This next one I really like. The more mistakes you do today, the better you'll be tomorrow. So generally speaking, the best thing you can do is just shut up and go and talk to more women. If we're talking about like getting laid or getting a girlfriend, talking to more women is always the best thing you can do. Now, you still need to be improving. You need to be working on yourself, losing weight, hitting the gym, all that stuff. You should be doing that anyway. And that's something you'll probably keep up for the rest of your life, right? You don't just stop going to the gym randomly. That makes literally no sense in my mind and in most people's minds when they go to the gym. You're like, yeah, this is a lifetime habit. I don't want to get fat and ugly. But talking to more women solves almost all of your problems, right? If you just go out there and get rejected 10 times more, it's like sales. Any salesperson will tell you, if you want to make more money, just go get rejected 10 times more. You know what I mean? If you're making X amount of dollars, talk to 10 times that many people and now you're making 10 times the amount of money. Actually more, because the more you do that, you'll get more confident, as we just talked about. You'll get more experienced. You'll do a better job. So it's kind of exponential. So if you can, I like this concept here of like the more mistakes you do today, the better you'll be tomorrow. It's also a message about like short-term pain for long-term gain. Like every time you fuck something up, every time you have a humiliating moment, every time you do something goofy or something embarrassing, if you can kind of just take that deep breath and say like, okay, I look like an idiot now, but this is going to pay off in the long term. Like I've learned something. This is a learning experience. I'm getting better. Everything will be okay. I'll be better in future. So I do like this one. I like this message. I will say, I don't think it massively needs to be said, so I'll just touch on it briefly. Obviously, if you're making the same mistake over and over and over again, like 100 times, at that point, you probably need to switch something up. But most of you guys are clued in. I don't see you guys, especially on my forums, I don't see you guys making the same mistakes over and over and over again. And even if you do, most of the other guys on the forums point it out to you and say hey dude, you're making the same mistake. Try doing something different. So I guess that's a good answer as well. Jump onto my forums, go on my forums. I definitely recommend you guys being on my forums just because, you get instant feedback. You can say, here's what I'm working on. Here's what I've done. People will notice patterns. They'll be like, man, you're doing the same mistake that you've made 100 times. Stop that. So it's good to have that feedback. If you're not going to do it on my forums, at least have some friends or something in real life that you talk to about this stuff, that you tell them about your self-improvement efforts so they can give you feedback. You do need feedback. No man is an island. I didn't do this all by myself. I was on the forums, on Good Looking Loser forums. I had three friends, that I talked to daily about all my self-improvement and all that sort of stuff, my success with women, my failures with women. I needed the feedback from them. That really helped. So don't do this shit alone. I don't think anyone is capable of doing it alone. I just don't think there's too much at stake here. This is too many of your insecurities come up when you start working on yourself, when you start trying to get with women. You really do need some support. So this next one, I'm going to take a little drink break. This next one is destroy all of your fears. I like this one. But I don't think you need to destroy your fears. I get the sentiment of what they're saying here. They're basically saying bust through your fears, conquer your fears, work on your fears. And I really agree with that. However, I don't think you need to destroy your fears. I haven't destroyed all of my fears. I doubt I ever will. I think there will always be a fear in all of us. I will always have a fear of death. I don't know how I'm ever going to get rid of that. I don't think I want to get rid of that. I don't mind that I have a fear of death. So you will always have some fears, but the general sentiment of what they're saying here is face your fears. And one of the early podcasts I did was run towards fear. I basically said you want to, if you have a fear of something, run towards it. Don't run away from it. Don't shy away from it. Work on it. Work on overcoming it. Work on minimizing that fear a little bit. Because again, not every fear will completely go away. Mostly they will go away, but some of your fears may be there forever. I've had this question asked a few times, with certain things like anxiety, approach anxiety as in fear of talking to girls and hitting on them during the daytime, stuff like that. Some people have said does the approach anxiety ever fully go away? For some guys it does. For me, it never did. And I'm fine with that. You can still have an awesome sex life. You can still talk to women. You can still do all of that stuff while having this fear of like talking to women. Like the fear doesn't have to take hold of you. The fear doesn't have to dictate your actions. You can still feel all the fear and then go, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go talk to that girl anyway. Right? Like that was me. I was always nervous. I don't think I was ever comfortable. Okay. 90% of the time, I was really nervous to talk to women. As in 90% of the women that I have approached, I was nervous. Like, and that didn't really matter. So I don't think you have to completely destroy your fear, but I do like the idea of running towards it. So we'll do one more and then I'll wrap up. Again, I said this is going to be like a multi-part episode. Oh my God. We're on like the 10th tab and there's like seriously like fucking 100 here. So, and I am having fun with these. I'm probably not going to do these all in a row. I'll probably space them out and do some other material in between. So you're not just getting like 20 of these in a row. Cause like these are a bit more laid back and fun and chill. So I want to kind of like intersperse them, like sprinkle them a little every now and then. So this will be the last one. Emotions are contagious. Yeah. Now, the problem is they didn't fucking explain. They just, a lot of these, it's just like a sentence or three words, but they don't actually explain anything. Like, what does that even mean? Emotions are contagious. Like, we have to figure out the meaning. That's one thing I don't like about really shallow, like Instagram posts, like motivation posts like this. They don't really mean anything. They're just like, you read it and like, how do I put that into action? Like, how does that change my life? Like, emotions are contagious. That just makes me feel good. It's like a dopamine hit. It's like a short term. That's why I said it's like cookies, right? It's like, oh, that feels good in the moment, but that doesn't actually get me towards my goal. So let's like try and figure out what they might have meant from this or how. I'll put my spin on it. So emotions are contagious. Recently on my forums, there's been a couple of guys in a row who were doing the Approach Anxiety program. If you don't know what that program is, it's a program that Good Looking Loser, another website, he made. It's a free program. It basically teaches you how to hit on women during the daytime. Like I went through the program myself. It's fucking amazing. I can't believe that shit is free. I'm so goddamn glad he made it free. But you go through the program and then by the end, or like, by the time you're halfway through, but definitely by the time you're at the end, you can absolutely hit on women and like, you know, you're pretty comfortable with it. I was still terrified and nervous, but like I could do it, right? I obviously went on to do it and get laid. But a couple of the discussions on the forums right now with the guys who are doing the Approach Anxiety program, a few of them have realized that when you're in a good mood, like when your emotional state is high, so to speak, as the pickup artist would say, like, you know, my state is high. When you're in a good mood, when you're happy, when you're enjoying yourself, when you like who you are, when you're confident even, but you don't have to be confident, just being in a good mood, that's contagious. Like the girls pick up on that. Obviously, that seems like it should go without saying, but obviously to see it in practice is an entirely different thing. If you walk up to a girl and you've got a smile on your face and you're genuinely happy, you're just going to be in a better mood. You're going to be like, yo, hey, like what's up? Whereas if you walk up and you're kind of not in the best mood, maybe you're a bit negative, you're sick of getting rejected that day, you're just feeling a bit down, you're going to be like, hey, what's up? And then she kind of like, she picks up on that energy of like, oh, well, he's not really excited. So she'll be like, oh, hey. And you're like, ugh, great. Another girl's going to just not be into me then. Like emotions are absolutely contagious in that the person will kind of mirror the emotional state that you're giving them, right? If you're in a really happy mood, it's contagious. If I smile, I'm horrible at doing like a fake smile, but if I smile, you will probably smile back. If you want someone to smile at you, just smile at them and they'll fucking, that shit is contagious. You can't help it. Imagine some dude or some girl walks up to you, a dude or a girl walks up to you with this big goofy fucking grin on their face. You're going to smile. You can't fucking help it. You're like, stop making me smile. I don't want to smile. Why are you making me smile? And like, you can't fucking help it. Now, if someone walks up to you and they got a big frown on their face, you don't feel like smiling. You bounce off their energy. It's almost like it, through osmosis, you take on some of their emotional state or their feelings. So this one is absolutely true. In terms of like actionable steps you can take with this, I've talked about this in previous podcasts and stuff. I'll probably link to one in the description. Something, I think it was called something like how to enjoy your cold approaches or how to have fun while hitting on women, something like that. And I gave you like 10 different techniques that you can use before you go out or during your approaches to make it more fun for you, right? I said, come up with some jokes. Here's like one or two jokes. And I'm not normally big on like pickup lines or anything like that, but just like one or two silly things that you can say to amuse yourself. Listening to some cool music or music that excuse me, that makes you happy before you actually approach, you know, stuff like that, that makes you feel like you're in a better mood. You want to do this. You're going to have fun with this. Relaxing helps as well. Like just chilling and saying, okay, I'm just going to talk to some girls. This would be a bit of fun, rather than taking it super seriously, because that chilled, relaxed emotional state puts her in a better mood. Like every girl you walk up to is like, oh, this guy's like super chill. Like, yeah, I'll be super chill too. Whereas if you walk up as a like a anxious, nervous ball of energy, and I understand you're probably going to be like that a little bit at the start, that's fine. You'll get better at it. But when you are in that emotional, like anxious, nervous, neurotic state, she picks up on that. She's like, oh shit, why is he? I'm going to be tense too, because he's tense and weird. I am too. So this one is absolutely true. I think they just went a bit shallow and surface level on it. But yeah, emotions are contagious. So do your best to try and like pick your state up. That's one of the things that Pickup Artists say that I really agree with. You know, I don't think it's of like mega, like it's not, don't beat yourself up if you have a day where you are negative, because maybe you're down, like you are human. Give yourself some leeway there, but do your best to try and make yourself happy, put yourself in that good mood, do that kind of shit as much as you possibly can. So we'll leave it there. If you like this episode and you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/killyourinnerloser. I very much appreciate any help that you give. That's fucking awesome. I love you guys till the end of time. And we'll come back and do this again, because I think there is some nuggets of wisdom in here. Some of it's obviously just shallow, but you know, there are some really good stuff in here, or stuff that I can expand upon and give my take on it. And this is kind of fun. I kind of like doing this. I like these ones where I get to like bounce off other people. It's kind of, I don't know, it's like I'm more energetic when I do these rather than coming up with my own concepts. It's like I'm piggybacking off someone else. This is always going to be easier and kind of more fun than coming up with my own concepts, even though I do love doing that. So shout outs to this Instagram. I guess if you want to go and see it, it's called Social Media Decoded. And for you on YouTube, that's up on the screen. Maybe show these guys some love. I think at the end of the day, I want to make this clear. Like, I have nothing, I hope I don't come across as a dick. I don't think I'm being too dickish here. I think some of this is shallow, but I think some of this is like, you know, this is probably what it wants to be, right? Like that would be like me saying Netflix is really shallow and like, you know, cookies are really shallow and they just give you short-term dopamine. It's like, yeah, that's the purpose. And so I think that's the purpose here. They're just trying to give you like surface level, feel good motivation. Maybe this shit is for guys who are already hitting on girls and they just want like a bit of feel good motivation. So I'm sure it serves a purpose. So if you do like go and check these guys out, like say something nice to them. Like, cause at the end of the day, honestly, like these guys are actually fucking giving a shit about other men. And I will always fucking respect that. Even if I think it's a little misguided sometimes, or maybe I would phrase it like this. These guys probably have a different rule book to me. As in, like I said, these guys probably care about like, you know, let's just give a little of that like surface level motivation so you feel better and so you're motivated, so you go talk to girls. Like, I got to respect that. Like, if that is what they're doing, and that does seem to be what they're doing, and these are fairly popular, like each one of these, not massively popular, but each post they do has like 100 to 150 likes on it. So there's obviously 100 to 150 people that like each one. So yeah, if you do, go check them out, show them a bit of love. And yeah, I do what always respect, maybe respect is the wrong word, but like, I don't know. I guess I appreciate guys looking out for other guys. And I think these guys are doing the right shit. So I think we got to have each other's back, especially, you know, the way, I don't want to go too deep into this shit, but I think you guys know that like a lot of the media and mainstream and shit like that doesn't necessarily have our backs, as in men's backs, not men in general, but like men who are trying to get laid. Like, we are kind of a little more underground. So any guy who's like doing the same shit we are, I think we got to show them a bit of love. So go show these guys a bit of love. Adios, amigos. God bless America, best fucking country on earth.